is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, September 8th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today, as we once again have a progress report for the Progressive Liberal Party. Actually, come September 16th, 17th, the Progressive Liberal Party will be celebrating 1 year as the official government of the Bahamas. And last week, we had a progress report where we rated each MP. We're going to do that again today because of demand and because of the text that we did receive. And again, I invite Ian Munnings, who's going to be my co-host today, as we help analyze exactly what is happening in each constituency. Last week, we saw that in that southern corridor, that Carmichael Road area, that Southern Shores area, there was a lot of complaints. I'm going to call the good reverend name who a number of persons call Leroy Major, that they ain't quite happy that he's missing, right? They also call names like Keith Bell and Knox, where is he? Names like, what's the Speaker of the House? The Speaker of the House is in, Munnings, remind me.
Bamboo Town.
They called her name, right? One shocking revelation, the name that they called, and I said, man, this particular MP is all over. Right? How can you call a name and give her a C, say a strong C? That was Miss Leslie Miller. And they're saying that they just haven't seen her, that they see she's doing work, that she's active, but she has yet to cross the street onto the other area. So I found that interesting. Now, last week, we had a number of our regular callers called. And I'm trying to get some new callers in, right? Some persons who happen to listen in but have yet to call to give their grade for their particular MP, the PLP MP, the sitting government, right? So I want our usual calls to give way for those persons. But I don't want to dismiss our regular callers. I just have a different question for them. Their question is to give the government advice, to advice. So if you called last week, your question is two advice that you will give the government in order to improve. However, if you didn't call, your question is to give your constituency or your MP name, you give their reading, right? And give your concern or your kudos to say, hey, they're doing a good job because of that. So that's our premise for today and our premise for today's show. So I'm going to, again, welcome Ian Munnings. And what did you thought about last week's show?
Pleasure. Good morning, Bahamas. Pleasure to be here, CA. Last week, Monday past was very interesting. Mm-hmm. We had an opportunity to listen to the voice of the people. You know, I like to say that the voice of the people is the voice of God, because they're telling you that when something goes wrong, you need to correct it before the time comes. Elections are held every 5 years. I'd say four. The fifth year is the campaigning time. So if you're getting a heads up in the first year and they're saying to you, this is what needs to be corrected, I think that is something that you need to be able to consider, hearing the voices of those people. We started to talk about what those persons' plight really was, the physical seeing of those MPs in the constituency. They don't see them anymore, or they aren't answering the telephone, so forth.
But is that a reality, though? Do you need to see your MP? I thought they had to represent you in the House of Assembly and make laws. Surely this demand, this need, that when I don't see my MP anymore, is not what a member of Parliament is for.
It's of my opinion that if we check the track record and we go back, because the Bahamas is a close-knitted community, I call it a close-knit community, we look at the former persons that sat in those particular seats, and we see the 80 Hannahs and so forth, and we knew that they were called to the office of representation, but they also came back to those constituencies and in the evening time. We grew up and we saw those persons come back, and they had a relationship with the people, per se. if there was a plight in that constituency, they would know because they physically are on the ground, not just sending somebody in. I think people like the feel of a common man's touch. That is the remnants of what they're looking for. And this is what they are being graded on.
Mm-hmm. But I also want to put in your mind and to remind you that the PLP won 57% of the votes, right? They get 57% of the seats in Parliament at this present time.
Well, we see those waves happening every so often. We haven't seen the two straights for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But we can say that in the past election, we saw that the general consensus of the Bahamian people, where they were displeased with the current leader at that time,
mm-hmm.
let alone we were in the COVID stages, and they were being advised that persons that had COVID would have been able to go and vote the same time regular persons were going out and voting that weren't sick. And prior to that, they were saying to you that you shouldn't go by your parents' house or you shouldn't go where you don't, your residence where you don't reside or X, Y, and Z. Now you're saying to me that it's okay for somebody that has COVID to come in and vote. So all of those were challenging things. So persons were left with, we're not sure about the leadership at this time, or I can't vote for the other person because my party, I just rather not vote at all. Rather than vote, I'll give my vote just to somebody else.
And you mentioned leadership. We have heard the narrative that Bahamians vote for whoever's the leader of the party.
Party, yes.
Right? And we see that in the Progressive Liberal Party, Philip Davis has a 70% approval poll, right? So surely that means at this present time, it seems as if the PLP is a shoo-in to win the election. Or it's too early to call it.
It's very too early to call it at this time. Because like I said, there are things that are being done, but they are considered to be the low-hanging fruits.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that the administration needs to take a hold of and look at it. Look at those young individuals in the constituencies. Look at those individuals that left the Bahamas that are off the school. They are ambassadors also to our country.
Mm-hmm.
They are selling the tool that we need. So we have to figure out how are we going to move the Bahamas forward where more ownership becomes more Bahamians that will own it. These are things that these persons are asking. Gone are the days when my grandmother, you know, they voted for, at that time, Sir Lyndon.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't bring anything else to them because all they telling you is Sir Lyndon. So if Sir Lyndon had said to them, it was raining in Laifeaky,
mm-hmm.
the thought of that was that it raining in Laifeaky. Don't question that.
Mm-hmm.
But today, if something is happening right now, they can send you a WhatsApp message right away, and I can find and verify whether or not if it's raining or not. So it changes now. Technology has opened up into the Bahamas now. So by that happening.
Okay. And I see you, Carl. I'm going to come to you right now. This marital rape debate continues to haunt the PLP. I see the Prime Minister on several occasions was trying to move away from it, trying to dismiss it. It's not a part of my party's agenda, but it comes right back. Oh, rape is rape, he said in the last conversation. But and then he challenged the judge and said that he's very curious that the judge's ruling, but continues not to deal with this issue. And this issue is front and center. I believe that this is going to haunt the PLP and will spank him.
It's my opinion that the leader of the party right now, the Progressive Liberal Party, and our prime minister, because he's our prime minister.
Yes, our prime minister.
You know, once the election is over, I keep telling people, you're no longer an FNM or PLP. You mm-hmm. are a leader of the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
So the prime minister has to not get involved, I'll say, in too much technical things, like the marriage situation. The marriage is something sacred.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that you have to stay out of the judiciary of what it is. You as a prime minister are there to make decisions that is best suited for the people. Marriage, that's a union between. So when we have to be mindful of what we are entering into and what we are poking ourselves into, because the ripple effect, it can be catastrophic. Because I'm looking at it, we don't have a marital rape situation. We have a judiciary problem because it takes you over a year before a person can be released out of marriages. It shouldn't take you that long.
Mm-hmm.
If I find that we have irreconcilable differences I don't want to be with you. You don't want to be with me any longer. Then the law has to make some level of submission where they can null this marriage within a speedy time rather than waiting a year, 2 years. You're still tied to prison. Mm-hmm. So you're living with a nightmare, so to say.
Because that he has an obligation, and it can't be just him. He can't dismiss it and say it. He is not dealing with it, but legislators needs to deal with it. But let me call a hang up. It took too long. Oh, the caller calling back again. Just patch the caller through, and so we can have his rating, his or her rating, regarding the Progressive Liberal Party. Thank you for holding, caller. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon, Mr. Money. I just want to turn this radio back. Mr. Money, it's so nice to hear you on the radio this morning, too.
Thank you, madam.
Okay. What I would like to comment on, Mr. Cecil,
mm-hmm.
that's your name, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What I would like as a community leader, okay, free of no politics, even though you have some callers who like to sort of label you, okay? But I don't want nobody to label me. The last time I called this station, person said that I'm some general or some past politician, okay? But I happy to know as your guest, someone who worked with me in the community and who could say without a doubt, I'm no general for no political party, okay? Because anyone who knows me could tell you I'm a person who is a believer, and whether you are government and you're doing well, I give you kudos. If you are a politician or MP of mine and you're doing well, I give you kudos also, okay? I'm not labeled to anyone. First time I ever voted in my life was for a PLP, which is Matthew Rose, who I see as a good person, all right? My mother is a PLP Stalwart Council. I'm a Bahamian, and I vote accordingly. If you do well, I give you. If you don't, I don't give you. I say all of that to say, when you see we have an election, like the election was gone, I feel like once the election is over, you take off those colors and you become a Bahamian. You represent everybody. You don't have no selected few who you prefer catering to and the rest you don't. You don't discriminate against nobody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Say what you want to say about a Shannon Nuncott, in my eyesight, he's a good man. You know why he is? The mere fact that he is still a member of parliament proves he is.
And
it
caller,
takes
caller,
only the F&M to keep him in that seat.
Caller, I want to interject. And mm-hmm. I allowed you to speak because I wanted to see where you were going.
Mm-hmm.
But the conversation today is I want to know which constituency you live in. And I want to know exactly what grade would you give your member of parliament. Is your member of parliament doing a good job?
Listen, yeah. When I reach over 50, I become a free-minded person, okay? I will give. I'm not going to grade my MP today because guess what? We still have time, all right? We still have time. They reach a year yet?
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a year.
They're a year in now. Like, we want to know your opinion.
I'm giving him some time, okay?
If you had to grade him today, what would be his grade?
I would give him a what? I'd give him probably a C-plus or so.
Okay? C-plus.
And
okay.
I have my reason. It's not a personal reason. Like I say, I'm a leader in my community, and I work with them all. I don't just work with no colors. I work with them all. And I could say what I say.
Caller, I appreciate
and
you.
And I, pardon me?
I appreciate you. I have another caller there, and I want to engage him too.
Okay, you do so.
Thanks very much, though. Go ahead, caller. Thank you for holding. Can you hear me?
Really?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. We need justice, law, and order. You said that Glenn, what's the word you use?
What constituency do you reside in, and what do you grade your member of parliament?
Okay. This would be Centerville or Fort Wayne Castle, however you take it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, the way I grade him, I give him an F.
That's Drummond. That's Honorable Drummond Campbell.
That's right.
You're giving Drummond Campbell an F?
F.
Raymond, you know you have to substantiate.
I know what? Let me show you something. I'm a voter. Hello?
I can have to sip some water because this ain't gonna be no tea today.
Listen, I am a voter and I live in the constituency, and I know what's happening, okay? In this constituency, okay? So I can afford to give them an F.
I wouldn't hear why.
You want to hear why?
Yeah, I want to hear why.
Lots of reasons.
I just need to.
His duty is to, what's the word? Look out for the for his constituency is the right word?
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
And the seniors would be appropriate for him to look after? I'm asking you.
No, I'm trying to find out what are the reasons you're giving the Jumo camera. Jumo is low grade.
Okay. The two main reasons. One is, there's a first reason now. I get to the most important one yet. The first reason is, you got a lot of people illegal living in this constituency. Living on people's premises are illegal. Okay, and they, what they does with a toilet hole, they have a toilet hole, they dips it.
So, question, caller, do you see anything that is positive that Mr. Campbell is doing in that constituency?
I'm telling you what he's not doing, okay?
Okay.
That's what you asked me.
Go ahead.
Okay, they dips it. Instead of calling the sewer people, they dips it and they dump it on my premises. Uh-huh. That's one. Okay? The next point is, right, I am from Hawken Matthew, right? Now you know I'm a senior, mm-hmm. right? From some people, the hurricane tore some shingle off my roof. Mm-hmm. Some people went on my roof mm-hmm. on top of the rest of the shingle in that area. My place are leaking, right? Mm-hmm. And he know of it, right? Mm-hmm. And he haven't done anything. Okay? So what you call that? What should I give him?
I understand. What I'm going to do...
What should I give him?
No, it's not for me to tell you what to do. What I'll do for you, I'm going to write your name down right now. I'm going to reach out to Jumo and tell him pass by and fix your roof.
And not only that, the people also, they're so biggity, they're selling their drugs in the front of my place. They break down my fence.
Did you call the police?
Yeah, of course I called the police. The police told me not to call. Do I have them to court? Well, one of the persons say their grandchildren only did a certain portion.
Bremen, I appreciate that. I gotta go now. I'm gonna reach out to Jumo and let him know your issues. That's good. Good. So I have a text here. It says, "Oh Lord, mercy." Say, great show as usual. The PLP have a chance on a 2-term, but it only take one thing you do wrong to vexate the public off. Change that word. The problem with the PM is he is making safe decisions. He decided to no approximate the hard decision, okay? And the third text is, there was a text about the last caller. So I'm going to speak back to Munnings. On the last week on Monday, we spoke about Grand Bahama. And Grand Bahama mm-hmm. is giving the Progressive Liberal Party a positive grade. We see that Abaco is given 58% in support. Right, and we see Grand Bahama was given 57% in support of the Progressive Liberal Party. So they are apparently pleased with the government at this present time.
Well, those islands were challenged. Let's look at the facts. Mm-hmm. The former administration fell asleep, mm-hmm. so to say. They were slow to revive Abaco, which accounts for 1/3 of our GDP, mm-hmm. which was terrible. I mean, some things you just can't come back from. Mm-hmm. We saw when they lost office, we saw trailers of plywood and shingles and so forth that were just kept in warehouses. Mm-hmm. Persons' lives were put on the side. People died. You know, and I think that those islands understand that the Progressive Liberal Party is known to be the people's choice. Mm-hmm. And the prime minister has a people's or common man's touch. So I think that because they know now that they're feeling that their cry can be heard mm-hmm. and something is going to be done with whatever they're experiencing. I mean, we haven't experienced that. They have. But for that, I think that that alone gave them the grade which they received so far.
Okay. I see we have another caller there, producer Patrick, caller through, so I can have a conversation with them. Welcome, caller. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. And which constituency are you from?
Golden Isles.
Golden Isles. And how are you grading your...
Juan Miller.
That's Juan Miller?
Juan Miller, Golden Isles.
F minus.
Say it again?
He gets an F minus.
But I see, these grades are kind of brash.
And he deserved an F from the first term.
Okay.
And he's gotten worse.
So you can you tell us why would you grade your particular MP with an F minus?
It's quite obvious that he pays no attention to us. Mm-hmm. There are many things. I think one of the worst things the PLP did was switch out Michael Halkidis to put him in that constituency. Because all of the good work that Michael Halkidis used to do, all of that is what we compare him to, and mm-hmm. he does nothing.
For an example, can you give us an example, please?
The sides of the roads are dirty. The beach in the back of Coral Harbor, dirty. The potholes that come into the road, normally, Michael or some of his people see them. We didn't even have to call. Potholes fixed within a day. Like, the signs that fall off, fixed. We don't have the loitering that used to happen around there. None of that happened. All the guys that hung out by the bus stop on Bacardi Road and everything, all that is now back there. With Michael, when Michael was there, he had a relationship with those guys. They didn't do all of that. They were cool and calm. Now, everything is a disaster. Wow. He is awful. Awful.
And I appreciate your call, caller. And I'm assuming a number of the politicians are listening. They're listening and hearing your concerns, right? And I'm sure they're alarmed with these grades. It's too early to... See, I can understand a C-. I can't even understand a D grade, right? You're frustrated. But to be given a MP, a F...
F-.
That's a serious charge. That's a serious charge, and I need to understand why such an harsh...
That's an indictment to the position.
But I see we have another caller there. Go ahead, caller. Thank you for holding.
Hey, good morning. Yes, I was one of the callers on the last show that you had, so you said when we called, we should give advice.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, and before I get to that advice, I want to say to that caller from Golden Isles, they said the last time that Juan Miller was a do-nothing minister, and they wore him back in, so they deserve what they get. I'm sorry to say it like that. Okay. However, let me move on. Mm-hmm. The Prime Minister, for me, needs to do some stuff. And mm-hmm. stop saying that we're doing.
Do some stuff like what?
Like the marital rape. He talks about it a lot, but he does nothing. He hasn't even, like he says, the agenda, so obviously he's not going to do anything about it. Secondly, national insurance. Please do something about national insurance, because I am afraid now that when it's time for me to retire, there isn't going to be anything there for me. You know, because persons who are now retired seem to kind of get what's due to them. Mm. And he just is ducking and dodging. It's like he is afraid to get up and make the decisions that he knows need to be made. And with the election, I don't feel like he really got the votes that he, I guess, worked on, because persons voted for minister and he won. He had far more votes than this government has. So that does speak something about what the person was actually thinking concerning this government. Mm-hmm. You understand? And I think they have to do more than just PR and beauty pageants and travel and, you know, do something tangible. So when we get here this time next year, we can say for sure, this is what we see done. This is what we're seeing happening. Not just we're still talking, because there's a lot of talking been going on since they come into power, and I'm not seeing much of work. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I like them, and I hold hope out for them. However, because they are my government, but I feel like they need to start doing and stop talking.
Okay. I hear you there, caller. I see you have another caller there. You passed your caller through, producer. How you doing, caller?
Hey, Mr. Nuri.
How you doing? What constituency are you from?
Man, I done call in.
Oh, so you're giving advice today.
Dr. Darvill, Michael Darvill. Good. All right. Let me say this to you and to the guests and to listeners. You know what it's cost a lot of MPs and get a bad name in the area?
Mm-hmm.
Because of their worthless, lousy generals.
It's the generals' fault.
All right? Because let me give you an example. I can use Dr. Davil, and I'm sure I could use him as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Davil is the Minister of Health and Wellness. Dr. Davil has a team of people, and I'm on one of his teams, one of his main team of people. You think I can ride around Tall Pine and know that there are potholes, and I can contact the person who we know is do that right away?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think I can ride around and look where the street lights are out and don't notify my MP or if I know anyone, the BPL?
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you what has happened. You remember a couple of years ago with Mr. Christie? Let me take you back. You remember when they had all of that money saved up inside the constituency and allowance and wasn't doing nothing for the constituency?
Mm.
The generals wasn't even thinking about trying to make Centerville better. See, and that's what has happened, Mr. Newry, mm-hmm. when election over, when some of these people get their little bread butter, they ain't worrying about the small man in the area no more. They remember the small man when they're telling them, come along, come vote. But it's for the generals to continue on, right? Because sometimes, I'm not making an excuse for no MP,
mm-hmm.
but if you have people there, and we was talking about your constituency office is one, and you have reliable people there you could call on, and you're going to never hear people calling talk shows yeah. and saying that's a lousy, weightless MP.
I appreciate your contribution. We'll discuss that right now.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. And Mannix, you see, I continue to see the frustrations from people from that southern corridor, like how Michael Road goes completely south, that they are frustrated, besides Michael Davil constituency, they are frustrated with their MPs.
City 2000.
And then they are also, besides commenting on not seeing their MP, they are saying that the potholes and street lights and community issues that they want their MP to address is not being addressed. So, and then you see that the caller is saying that it's the generals, saying that these MPs need senior people to be on the ground.
Taking notes
of what are the issues. They need support. And that apparently the lack of support is causing the frustration in these communities.
That's a valid point that you would make. But again, these are issues that these individuals are experiencing because they live there.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes that those representatives don't live in those particular areas. And I think that too adds to further burden to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're saying that you have a pothole, you have overgrown trees, you're looking at the stop signs, the lights, the different things like that. The lights are out. The mm-hmm. kids want to go in the park, but there's no adequate light or anything else going on. I think that becomes a, you know, nerve-wracking for those persons. And they'd be like, you know, mm-hmm. the last person did this and this person. So you're always going to be compared to you, the person that you took office from.
Okay. I see you have another caller there, producer. Flash that caller through. Go ahead there, caller.
Hey, good day, comrades.
Yeah, man, bless
it.
Which constituency are you from?
Good. Gary.
Hey.
I could barely hear you, man. You sound like you're in a barrel.
I'm not sure what's wrong with my mic today.
Oh, okay. Speak right into your microphone. I'm telling you that. I must be the producer.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate that.
Yeah, listen, I'm truly, honestly, I don't have to really see my member of parliament, right?
Mm-hmm.
As long as, like, a few callers back, they say they have their people on the ground addressing certain concerns that needs to go without saying, like the roads, the lights, the signs, keeping the villages too. That is a good model, right? However, it still would be good to see them at least once or twice during their 4 or 5 year tenure. You understand? It would be good on the ground. Now, Jomo Campbell, I am some senator, and Jomo Campbell is a B-minus for right now. And the reason why...
B-minus.
Yeah, B-minus. Because I've seen him. I've heard from... Several of us have seen him. We've heard from him. He has assisted. I know how come he reached the Bremen yet. But a B-minus because this is just his first 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
He got another several months to go. Now, that B-minus got to go in either direction. But I give Jomo Campbell a B-minus. I think he's doing a fairly good job with the time he has had in office so far. Now, the Prime Minister...
Go ahead.
I think Brave is on a good wicket. He's on a very good wicket. Sometimes he's puzzled me, right? With that marital thing, but he talked about that.
He doesn't seem to be committed to marital rape, to securing that.
Committed, you know, being committed is fine, or being not committed is fine. But to say, I understand, that's what's troubling, because the rules and the regulations are on the book.
He's a QC.
I'll be in the middle when it comes to the rules.
He's a QC. He understands.
He's the book. QC can mean gone contrary to, you know, okay. quite contrary.
okay.
You understand me? Because if the rules are on the book, I'm sure the magistrate was tied, but she had to quote what was on the book, and that is the same
Definitely.
Thing I would expect from Brave David.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You understand? Now, one more thing. He's on a good wicket. I hope he keeps it up. And that's how he rebuked those fellas in Andrus the other day. I commend him for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I would like to see us do some other stuff now in terms of prospects for the country. We need to invite all the international badges because the world ration for water, and whichever close enough, send them to Andrus and let's sell them some of that good groundwater Andrus got. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate your call. And I'm surprised that the people represented from the Family Island hasn't called, right? I see the good gentleman mentioned Andrus, right? I see that recently there was a developer who was trying to pitch an idea for North Andrus, and the people rejected, at least the government rejected it. But there are a number of persons saying, man, Andrus is sleeping. They need to have a big industry starting there. And there's a debate. But I want to know if the people on Andrus, on Acklands, and I would be remiss that not to mention Michael, because Michael seems to be frustrated with their representation. And you see the voice notes and you see the memes and the concern there. But there hasn't been any phone calls from those area, people from the Family Islands, to say, hey, this is how I view my member of parliament on the Family Island. So I'll invite them to call so we can hear some commentary. What is the frustration?
Or the ministers.
Or even the ministers. But right now, I think the ministers are just taking notes right now to see what is it? Where what is happening on the ground? Where what is the public?
What are the plights of the people?
Yeah, yeah, and we know that the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party is already on the ground. He has already addressed that they're walking towards their anniversary 1 year, and then he's highlighting their accomplishments and achievements, right? But then there is a outcry, and we heard it from the former prime minister that all of this is a PR stunt, that they haven't committed and haven't done anything tangible. As a government yet, no heralding landmark decision. Everything is low hanging fruit. I think you used that word once mm-hmm. or twice, you know. Mm-hmm. But what is your commentary on that? Is it a one big PR stunt, or are they all they have has the PLP learned from the past, right? Because previously they complained that they've done a lot, especially during the last administration. But the people of the Bahamas was not aware. They was not aware of what all they have accomplished. So this term, they're going to make sure that everyone is aware of what they're doing because, you know, it's blasted all over the place.
It's beyond the actual public relations that we are seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we are holding them to a higher standard because this is supposed to be the people's party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people engage with it and they were optimistic about it because they wanted a breath of fresh air. Now that they are in office, I think that we're looking forward to them to do some great things. I think that persons are still open to the idea of what they're going to do. And some people, it's like, well, you know, if you do that in the first 90 days and you really start doing that, and then the reality is you might just go straight through like that. But what are we going to do as a people? We have to hold our representatives to a standard.
Okay, I have some text here I want to read into the record. And, oh, I see the caller there. Okay. What has been done in Grand Bahama to date? That's the question there. What is to celebrate other than what was in the pipeline? You talk about poor performance of the previous administration in the height of the pandemic. The domes and abacos are being demolished today, forcing Bahamians into homelessness. And the MPs are disappointed in Dorian anniversary's turnout. That's a celebration. We are at the lowest point in the pandemic. And what's y'all celebrating? Please state the specifics. That's one texter right there. I see I have another texter said, great show as usual. The problem with the voting grade is most people feel as though they have to physically see their MP or the MP have to answer their phone every time they call any hour of the night. Where we get that mindset from? That's a sick mindset. And the people are concerned about the demand or what they are asking their MPs to do. But let me go straight to the caller to hear this caller's grade. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Dury. How you doing?
Good morning. I know you call and give your vote last time, but give some suggestions and solutions to the government.
No, I never gave you a vote last time because I couldn't even get in the last time.
Really? I remember your voice, but go ahead.
No, you think you always mix this voice with some other people sometimes.
Go ahead.
Right now, I worked hard during the campaign. I would boast of that, you know that. But I would not give a grade now because I understand that when they went in there, they went up against Collins' wall without the cut in the wall. And it was a heavy feat for them to try and accomplish something because of the disaster of the last dictator and only dictator we ever had. So with my MP, the Minister of Youth, Sport and Culture, I understand he's very busy. With his ministry, has to move around. But I have a problem with an MP when you give me your word on something and you don't keep your word, because I believe a man is a man of his word and a man of his bond. I don't expect every time I call you, you answer your phone. But if I say I am obligated to do something in my constituency, and you tell me you agree and you like my idea.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I told you when I saw you that I had plans of doing something in the park that is very near to my home.
Mm-hmm.
I told you rather than just maintaining the park and the verges, I wanted to take some of my personal funds and every 20 feet around the park, instead of planting ficus trees and bush trees and foolishness, I wanted to plant a fruit tree, a mango, a guava, a dilly, a tamarind, a canep.
So what's the problem?
Blueberry, all around the park.
Why hasn't that happened?
So as children grow up, we don't see those trees now anymore, hardly. But we know when we were growing up, we could find them on the side of the lot on the side of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But hardly people can even. You ask a child, "What's a gooseberry?"
But
they don't even know what you're talking about.
But I want to know, Shaki, why hasn't that happened?
Because I was promised that somebody was to come around here. Because I'm an alien person with a back problem.
Mm-hmm.
I was promised that somebody was to come around here and assist me with digging some holes because I am prepared to do the funds and either plant and grow my own trees like. You've seen my yard.
Mm-hmm.
You see the type of trees I grow in my yard. They big and tall. My banana trees are taller than my roof.
Mr. Mm-hmm. Parker, who gave you that promise?
My MP. And I haven't seen him. And I haven't seen the people to come here and assist me because I will go to Rocky Farm and I'll buy a tree, a dilly tree, for over $100. And then once I get the hole dug, I will plant that tree.
So, Sparky, let me help you out. Let me help you out so
listen,
we don't...
Listen to me, sir. I'm getting it off my chest. Every month, I have promised that I will invest in buying two trees and planting them.
Uh-huh.
Within a year, the park will be completed. Within 2 years, they'll be picking bananas and mangoes and things off the trees.
I like that initiative, Sparky. So what we're going to do for you, Sparky, is we're going to reach out to that minister for your constituency, and we're going to let him know that he promised you to have somebody to come out there to plant them because you're going to spend your money to get it done. And I think that's a great initiative.
But wait, one thing before I go, Mr. Nuri.
Go ahead.
I would like to thank the chairman of Parks and Beaches, Mr. Mikhail Barnaby. He has taken time to come around here, visit with me. He likes the idea of what I am doing in the park, and he is trying to encourage other people with contractors of parks to try and do the same, as well as voyages around New Providence, to instead of planting palms and foolishness, what we can't eat, plant fruit trees so when parents take the children out on a Sunday drive, you could stop and pick a coca plum or a dilly or a tamarind or something like that. The way we used to when we were children. What can we get off of a palm tree with nothing growing on it to eat?
I appreciate you, Sparky. We'll push an issue for you. I have another caller there, producer. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, blessing morning, see you, Nui.
Blessings to you.
Morning.
Yeah, and blessing to your guests. You know, Mr. Nuri, I was offended by a particular text. You know, like, you know, everybody believe everybody in the city. I'm so glad that my mom left me a little thing, a little postage shop where I could be busy, the family business, that everyone, I'd be so busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have time to even look for the politician or lionize the politician, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm from St. Barnabas, right? My boy, ERH, you know, Cartwright, right? But he put on a lot of weight, like you say, right?
Yeah.
So, but he's approachable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could go, you see him, and he's approachable like that. So what I'm saying is, I was offended when she's saying that you call. I never call yet.
Mm-hmm.
I had an appointment about maybe 4 years ago or whatever to see him about some clearing some land on the side of the property where the shop is, because the mosquitoes and how the urban renewal had destroyed it, and they denuded the land, so it was a lot of mosquitoes because what they did. So that was and he was in a the budget meeting, so I didn't see him, so they said it was reappointed. I said a new day. I didn't ever call him again, so it is what it is. But what I'm saying is, I'm noticing that they, politicians alike in the community, they tend to use the funds to I mean, I like how they're empowering some of the people to get the people to lionize them, and they tend to be curry favored to what do in doing this. And then the people with the little road contracts, problem is with that, some of them are beasts. So when they come in, they just come with the weed walker and just do the little weed walking and leave all the garbage on the ground. So if you're paying them taxpayers' money, they should really be doing this thing properly. But otherwise, I'd probably give him like a C-plus or a B like that. You know, he all right. I don't have nothing against him, but I don't want him to feel everybody in the city looking for the politician to do nothing, man. Because all I hear is a bunch of people calling, singing for their supper. And I don't have no respect for nobody who living off contracts and praising politicians. Because all them singing for their supper, trying to move them up into the upper. See you, Nuri.
Hey.
I can give you some advice. I don't know if you could get my number on this. I don't like the condition which you had, right? That's very simple to solve. A lot of doctors wouldn't tell you a lot of things. You see the high fructose corn syrup?
Yeah.
And the fructose, that does not metabolize by cells.
Mm-hmm.
That the only thing that goes to the liver, and that's what causes the liver to produce fatty liver. And they don't want to tell you that. So it produces a whole host of metabolic dysfunction. All right? Your body don't recognize that. That is a poison to your body, along with the aspartame. So I could give you a lot of information that they don't want to tell you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bless up. Remember now, doctors only study like 25 to 70 hours of food nutrition. I have a food nutrition book with 30-something years old, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
I appreciate
Bless
you,
up. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Blessings to you. You know, and we have another caller there? I didn't notice that. But, no, that's not one? Okay. But let's go in commercial break. We didn't have to take a commercial break for today. So let's go in like a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, and we're having a poll, a progress report card for the Progressive Liberal Party, who will be celebrating their one-year anniversary on September 16th, September 17th, thereabouts. And we are having a discussion on whether they're doing a good job. Now, we had a poll recently, and the poll says that the PLP has like a 67% in terms of support, which is a great grade for a political party. And we see the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party, Philip Davis, the prime minister, has a 70% support at this present time. And that is phenomenal for a leader to have that grade. So we are asking people to call in and give their grade for their MP, their Progressive Liberal Party MP. And we're noticing a trend. We're noticing a trend that in the southern corridor, like a Michael Road goes back, that they're having some challenges in terms of not seeing their MP, there's a demand, apparently, for constituents to see the MP. And they're also having concerns about the maintenance of their areas. They say if they're not seeing the MP, at least they need to have the road paved. They need to have the verges clean. And they're not seeing that. And so we find that interesting. And I guess the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party needs to speak to these these MPs and say, hey, people are concerned. But we have another caller there, a producer, Patrick, to call us through. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I think, you know, in the comparison aspect of it, you know, I think you may be comparing apples and oranges.
Go ahead, explain.
You know, like, historically, right? Historically, the PLT is not known for, innovation. Okay? You know, if you look at the, even back to the UBP, right? Between 67 up to 92, you know, hardly anything changed in government. Okay? It took the FNM to actually make government work, you know. Even in the Ingham era, okay, you know, each time the PLD came in, you know, it rode on the coattails of the FNM. Now, the problem the FNM has is that they seem to produce the same kind of heavy-handed leaders, and the last prime minister, you know, a perfect example of that problem. Now, the irony is, for all the elections the FNM has lost, if they were being judged by what they had done, they should have never been kicked out. Okay? But especially in this last cycle, that last prime minister, you know, felt the need to be in the front of the microphone every time something came up, you know, and he didn't do but his party didn't do as much PR, you know, as they should have. Now, I believe the jury is still out on these MPs. Okay, because I don't think we can actually judge them, you know, until the second or third year.
Okay, thank you very much, Colin. And I hear you. I mean, I was analyzing what you said, and you said that the Progressive Liberal Party was not innovative. But these are the people who brought in national insurance. They brought in, opened up the high schools, the secondary education. They brought in the hospital, the police BAMSI. Force. The BAMSI was brand new. Even the Anchor Project ideas. So to suggest that they're not innovative, right? And it's kind of peculiar to say such. And we had two prime ministers out of the Free National Movement, Ingram and Mr. Minnis, and we would have to have an analysis on what was their accomplishment. You know, new ideas and innovation. I'm not sure if we can mention anything from Minnis. And then besides privatization,
repaving the sidewalks.
You know. Anyway, I have more callers. So producer, pass the callers through. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello. What constituency are you from?
Nuri.
Hey.
I had the call back, right? But you got to tell your callers, like, Spark in them, man. They got to engage. Midterm report, man.
Mm-hmm.
We need a grade.
We need a grade.
You know what I mean?
We need a grade.
So that we come to our final,
yes.
You see?
Yes.
But listen, yeah, I want to say something just a slightly to the left. This shark thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We listen to the international community so much about everything rather than doing things for ourselves. It gets to the point now where we got three bathrooms. It gets to the point now where you can't get a little freaky with your wife in the bed. It gets to the point now where they start listening to the international community. Now the shark, they tell us, you can't eat no turtle and you can't eat no shark. But we ain't looking at the pros and cons of these decisions 10 years down the line. Now, there was a shark in the back of Delaport Point when I used to go diving many years ago. He was 5 foot something, a tiger shark. And he tried to attack me and my boy out the back. But then we were very vigilant. So now that they tell us we can't eat the shark or cull the population a little bit, what you think happened to that tiger shark in the back there?
Well, you get big now, Sparky.
He about 15 feet.
If he in Exuma or Long Island, you know, it'll go all them group
exactly.
of fingers.
Exactly. And all them bull sharks you see coming in, see, them, they ain't a little small fellas no more, you know. These fellas ain't want to run down no yellow tail. These fellas want to run down food. And that is what's happening. Because take account, in the last 10 years, the shark attacks and the shark killings, they're predominantly female, but we ain't never had as much shark attacks in our life. But I don't know where one lives. But someone texted this morning that they're shark repellent. Oh, Lord, I hope one didn't think he's thinking about deodorant, shark repellent. But there are such things as shark repellent. Australia, Aruba, and all of those uses it. They're called shark net. You can put them around your selected beaches. They could go down, and they net, and they would stop the shark from coming through, and a lot of the larger fishes, like stingray and stuff like that. We can utilize those stuff. And another very important thing, those tour companies need to let the tourists and swimmers know, females especially, not to go in the water if you just had your health or your health is on. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate your call.
That is something that they should be look at.
But I have one more minute to go, and let me just read these last texts, which is said, I give the PLP a 70%, but I live in Tall Pines. We need to see our MP.
If you'd like to make a call.
Reminding that caller not to eat the flamingos, that they have laws for that. Also, they said, I give my MP a B grade, which is pine wood, right? And this has been an interesting show. Mr. Munnings, I appreciate you coming on the show again.
My pleasure, it's always my pleasure.
I will invite you back so we can talk more politics, you know, so we can analyze more
politics
things.
And review.
Yes, and review, right? This has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. I enjoyed today's show. I expected more people to give some more grades, right? And I'm hoping that the Family Islands participate more. But anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.